Okay, now we're going to consider each body system in a bit more detail. Before we get into the specifics of the cardiovascular system, I want to introduce you to a very important concept, which is to always cross-reference your findings. Is the heart rate what you would expect, given the other parameters? Here's an example. If a cat is in hypovolemic shock, as evidenced by very pale mucous membranes, an absent CRT, and very weak femoral pulses, its heart rate should be 220 plus. But if it's only 100, why does it have that inappropriately slow heart rate? You need to spot that that 100 doesn't fit with the rest of them. So for example, could it be a block cat with hyperkalemia, which is slowing the heart rate?